This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 48, for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the wonderful place it is. Today, we'll listen to the December 10th episode of LPS Live Board Preview, when members of the Board of Education discussed their agenda items related to the bond resolution they ultimately approved at the meeting. But first, let's see what's making news on LPS.org. First up, what was known as the VOICE program is now the Independence Academy. New name, same mission, which is to prepare students with disabilities, primarily ages 18 to 21, to gain the skills and connections they need to facilitate a positive transition into adult living. We have a great video online that highlights the journey of one of these students. Also, every year the Midwest Ballet Company visits an LPS elementary school and spends 4 days teaching students about everything that goes into a production of the Nutcracker, choreography, makeup, costumes. On the fourth day, they put on a performance for the entire school. This year, the lucky school was Lakeview Elementary. We offer you a behind-the-scenes look into their special week. And finally, Lincoln Public Schools partnered with Region 5 Services last week to offer training to more than 40 school resource officers, law enforcement officers, and mental health professionals on how to identify concerning student behaviors and implement plans to reduce the risks of those students harming themselves or others. It's just the latest example of how LPS is dedicated to school safety. Also, just a reminder, we have a page on our website where you can see all the great local and sometimes national media coverage of Lincoln Public Schools. It's called LPS in the News, and you can find it under the News tab on the front page of lps.org.
Excellent. Thanks, Jason. And we have a lot of stuff going on in the calendar, as we always do. Thursday, Friday, Lincoln High is having their art show at the Lincoln High Library. Thursday, 7 p.m., Lincoln East is having a show choir showcase. And Southeast is having their jazz bands 1, 2, and 3, having their concerts at the Southeast Auditorium. Friday, there's a speech competition all day at Lincoln High School. And that evening at 7 p.m., Southwest is having a show choir concert. Going into next week on Monday, 7 p.m., Southwest Concert is having their choir holiday concert. And 7:30 that evening, Southeast is having their winter choral concert. And then Tuesday, don't forget, we have a PLC day, so kids will be getting out early next Tuesday, the last Tuesday of December before heading into winter break. On our athletics calendar, tomorrow, Thursday, 5:30 p.m., swimming and diving, that's North Star at East High, and then 7:30 p.m., boys basketball, North Star is at Lincoln High. Friday evening, 7:30 p.m., girls basketball, we have North Star at Lincoln High, and then Monday, 5:30 p.m., swimming, diving, East High is at Southeast. On Tuesday evening, 5:30 p.m., we also have swimming, diving, Southwest and Northeast are at Lincoln High. And then 7 p.m. that evening, wrestling is Southwest at Northeast High School. And that's the calendar for the week. For everything, check the front page for the community arts calendar and also check out the Heartland Athletic Conference calendar.
On the latest episode of LPS Live Board Preview, host Don Mayhew talks to fellow board members Lanny Boswell and Kathy Danick prior to their December 10th meeting, where they ultimately approved multiple agenda items, including a resolution for a bond issue that will be decided by the voters on February 11th. They cover a lot of important information. Let's take a listen.
Hello, my name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a district. Keep in mind, if you're watching this live and you have a question for us, type it in the comments below, and if we have a chance, we'll try to respond to your questions live during this broadcast. Tonight at the Board of Education meeting, we will hold a second reading and voting on several items on our agenda as related to a future bond resolution. This final step in our process is the result of countless hours spent with community members to gather feedback, many work sessions asking tough questions of our staff, and working together and collaborating to identify the needs of our schools and our community and finding solutions that benefit the students of Lincoln Public Schools. Here to tell us more about this two-year process is Lanny Boswell, our board president, and Kathy Danik, board member and chair of the Finance Committee. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Don. We're glad to be here.
Now, you've both had very important roles in this. Lanny, as board president, you've been point person on a lot of these conversations. Kathy, you've had a very important role. You are chair of finance, and you also sit on the planning committee, and so you've been part of a lot of very important conversations as well. Tonight, we're going to be having a vote. A lot of work has been done over the last couple of years. I thought, as a place to start, we could talk about our process. We've used a process that has served us very well over the last couple of bond issues. And one of the key concepts is that we are working on new construction, but also taking care of our existing buildings. And we've often said this, that if this bond is approved, we're going to be doing work in every single zip code in the district. Kathy, let's start with you. Tell us from the past bond issues, schools in your area where you have seen upgrades and current buildings being maintained.
I can start with the 2006 bond issue. We had just opened two brand new high schools, and there were significant repairs that needed to be done in the four existing high schools of East, Northeast, Southeast, and Lincoln High. If you would walk into those buildings today, you would never guess that some of them were built, I think Lincoln High is 100 years old. Northeast was built in 1940, Southeast in 1957, yet they have state-of-the-art facilities within them. The most comprehensive thing I can talk about is the theater upgrades in all of those buildings. If you go to a play in the buildings, you can actually see and feel like you're in a real theater as these kids work through their classes to present great presentations. The gymnasiums were upgraded, and I call them physical education classrooms because mm-hmm. they're the most used classroom of the day. You can also look at science wings that need to be continually maintained. Even though we do these upgrades, things change over time. The other thing we've done is we've made our buildings ready for technology. And you can go to every elementary building, every middle school in our district, and you can see those upgrades and kids using those type of services.
Lanny, same question for you.
Yeah, I think of a couple of different things. One would be the security enhancements that mm-hmm. we did with the 2014 bond so that we have secured entrances for every building. I also think of the renovations that we do where we introduce geothermal heating and cooling, which is a more effective and more efficient way to heat and cool buildings. Human Elementary recently got a complete renovation. And then also I think of the growing parts of town and Maxi, for instance, in the 2006 bond had some additions that were put on when they had nearly 900 students in that building. So those are some of the things I think of.
So that's talking about the past. For the bond resolution that we're looking at tonight, what are some of the key needs that we are trying to address in this bond issue, Lanny?
I think one of the key needs that we're meeting with this bond issue is the rapid enrollment growth that we've had at our high schools. If you look at the last decade, our high school enrollment has gone up by over 2,500 students, which is larger than what we typically have in a high school. Mm-hmm. And so I think the proposal to build a new high school in South Lincoln, a new high school in North Lincoln, starting each of those with 1,000 students, will help us address that need, but also position us well for the future as Lincoln continues to grow. We'd be able to add on to either of those schools.
And our growth over the last 10 years that you talked about has been district-wide, but especially at the high school level, the growth has just been incredible. What else are we trying to address?
Right, so also we're addressing growth in Northeast Lincoln with a new elementary school in the Waterford area. That whole Stevens Creek project has introduced a lot of new residential areas. And of course, we're looking at early childhood education facilities at Arnold Elementary and additions on at Wysong Elementary.
Now, as we've talked about, obviously there's a need for new space, mm-hmm. but we want to take care of our existing buildings as well, which is something that we've always paid a lot of attention to.
Absolutely. The phrase is use what you have, build what you need. And so mm-hmm. I think in the category of using what we have and making sure that we're taking care of those buildings, I look at Park Middle School and Everett Elementary School, where we're doing those major renovations, and those are schools right in the core of our community. I look at our middle schools and our high schools, where we're proposing to do upgrades to art classrooms, science classrooms, family and consumer sciences, career technical education, so that every school, every middle school, every high school gets touched.
I remember going back to our 2003 mm-hmm. Effort where we brought in consultants. They had boots on the ground in every single building. We collected a ton of data on the general state of our buildings, and we have maintained that data through a couple more bonds, through a lot of work. At this point, we have a plan in place that is based on a lot of very actionable data. What are some of the things, Lanny, that we are going to be looking at as we update our 10-year facility and infrastructure plan?
Right. So as we look at the 10-year facility plan tonight, a lot of the focus is going to be on Tier 1. And those are the projects that we believe we can fund with the $290 million bond issue that we will propose. But there's also a Tier 2 and a Tier 3 to represent the remaining of the $460 million in needs that were identified by the community through the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee. So I think what we're looking at tonight is those buildings that we've talked about before, the renovations that are going to occur at different buildings. And then also, we're going to look at some athletics and activities complexes to help reduce the load on Seacrest Field.
Now, in the past, as we have, if we have had savings from that Tier 1 body of work, those savings will roll down into the Tier 2 and Tier 3. So Tier 1 is the eye on the prize for this particular bond resolution. But if there are savings achieved, which historically has usually been the case, then we might be able to roll down and do some of that other work as well.
Well, I think a great example of that is the work that we just did at the Science Focus program at the zoo. That was funded through savings from Tier 1 of the 2014 bond election. And so we have a history of making sure that we're squeezing the value out of every penny so that we can get as far as we can down those lists.
Speaking about value out of pennies, Kathy, as Chair of Finance, let's talk about that a little bit. The Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee came to us with a list of over $450 million worth of needs, and we had to pare that down a little bit. Some of the things that we talked about in committee meetings or as a full board, one of the things was the idea of not raising the property tax levy rate, for example. What were some of the other things that were discussed in terms of parameters for a possible bond?
I think we had some discussions on should we go up a penny or should we go, what would it cost to fund the whole $460 million? Mm-hmm. And I think it was like an additional 5.5, 6.5 cents. Mm-hmm. That's a significant burden on taxpayers. What we found with the last two bond issues was that if we could keep it within the existing levy and do a major part of the work done, it helps us not only keep our buildings up to date, but it helps the community understand that we have fiscal responsibility.
So for this particular bond, mm-hmm. we're not necessarily going to be able to address all of the district's
Correct.
Needs.
Correct. What we actually did is we looked at the $460 million and we pared it back down to $289. And that work was really done in the planning committee. The dollar amount came back from the finance committee. And the finance committee looked at a lot of scenarios. We looked at, can we fund at different time frames? Can we change the number of years, the number of dollar amount, and we fell on this $289 to $290 million bond issue.
So as you said, there was some conversation about what if we were to increase the levy a penny or 2 pennies or 5 cents. We could get quite a bit more work done. Why? And a couple of board members, I think, were seriously considering that. Why did we decide not to do that?
Number one is I think what we're going to get to roll down, we have had savings significantly in the past. We have a really good team that runs this construction, and they've been able to roll down projects and complete a lot of work in Tier 2. I think it's also that it's infrastructure needs, and we're always looking at ways to keep the community on board to know that we're planning long-term to take care of each and every building. This is a way to take care of long-term needs in an organized, planned fashion year after year after year.
And yes. I would agree with that. I think one of the advantages we have of living in a growing city is about every 7 years we find ourselves with a need to renovate schools, build new schools. Mm-hmm. But because we've done that for so many years, about every 7 years we also have older bonds rolling off. You know, the bonds that were passed in 99 for Southwest and North Star, we pay those off next year. Some of the bonding that we did in 2016, we pay that off next year. And so that's what creates that window of opportunity for us to address $290 million of needs. That's a lot of needs. Mm-hmm. But we can do it without increasing the property tax rate.
So knowing that, as you were saying, Kathy, we had to go from $460 million down to $290 million, that process to prioritize, and knowing that we need a lot of new space, also having that conversation of we need to take care of our existing buildings, what was the process like to try to narrow that down?
The process, what we did is we looked at in planning, we looked at the construction models on the walls, which mm-hmm. are about 11 feet tall and a list that goes top to bottom. But really, it was visiting the buildings and listening to the staff and looking at the SFAC and trusting the committee that we put in place to tell us what those needs were. For us to pare it down was probably, it wasn't easy, but it was good work by the board looking at our constituents and maintaining our facilities.
Thank you both for joining today. We've got some important work to do at our regular board meeting coming up in a few minutes. And if you want to watch that meeting, you can watch it live on our webcast on our website at www.lps.org. Also, if you want to watch it on cable TV, you can see it on Allo Channel 23, Charter Spectrum Channel 1303, or Windstream Channel 1080. Thanks again to our guests, Lanny Boswell and Kathy Danick. My name is Don Mayhew, and we'll talk to you next time.
If you'd like more information about the upcoming bond election, you can visit lps.org, keyword bond.
If there's anything you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each week when we push up a new episode, you can find us on your favorite podcast service. Links to all those are also at lps.org/podcast. And that's our time for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.